Welcome to our new edition of Overtime, where this week we're joined by a very special guest, the new head coach of the Minneapolis, nicknamed to be named later, high school hockey team. We've brought all of the schools together into one. Sean Reed, congratulations on the job, and just want to welcome you to the show here on Overtime.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being called and being on the show.
Now, tell us a little bit about, right now you're out in Massachusetts, you've been coaching out there as well, and your journey back to the Twin Cities.
Sure, yeah. I 3 years ago, my wife and I moved out to, we're about 25 minutes from Boston. We live in a town called Southborough, and we both work at this independent boarding school called St. Mark's School. My wife teaches ninth grade English, and I work in the admission office, and I've been coaching the boys' varsity team for a couple of years. And last summer, we decided that, okay, we tried this New England adventure. It's been great. We had a positive experience, but we're ready to come back home to Minneapolis. So we lived in Minneapolis a few years ago, back in the early 2000s, and really consider that home and wanted to come back to our roots pretty much.
Well, welcome back for sure. Now, you grew up in Lakeville, played high school hockey there, went on to play Gustavus. And what happened with your hockey career after then? Right into coaching? Did you play a little bit? What did that look like?
My first year of coaching actually was when I was playing at Gustavus. The St. Peter Youth Hockey Association needed another coach or needed a coach for their Pee Wee B team. This was in my sophomore year, so it was in like 96, 97, or 95, 96. So I coached that team. I was actually pretty much by myself the whole time. I had an assistant who his studies at Gustavus were suffering because of the hockey commitment for the youth team. So I ran the PVB team by myself. So that was my first year coaching. Then after I graduated from Gustavus, moved right up to Minneapolis and coached with Minneapolis Southwest District for 1 year of the PVB team. And then Doug Watson was the head coach at the time, and he asked me to help out with both the junior varsity and the varsity programs for that next year.
Wow, so the lineage there from you in the Minneapolis program, having worked with the Southwest program at the youth level and then at the high school level, you've got a pretty good understanding of the elements that are coming together here. From what you know, from what you've been through, what do you expect you're going to see as far as putting this thing together?
Well, I was fortunate enough to watch the East and West team play last year. I brought the St. Mark's School team out to Evelyn. We played in the holiday tournament right before the first of the year. And I saw East and West play, and we didn't get a chance to play them. They're in a different bracket, but what I saw was players who had good tenacity on the ice. That's the biggest thing for me as a coach, is players who are willing to work as hard as possible in every zone. And I saw that with the teams. And you know, they didn't have the talent up top to bottom to make a very strong performance at the tournament, which is fine. But they had individual elements that looked great. Most importantly, the character off of the ice of the East and West players that I saw at the rink and at the hotel was tremendous. Just a bunch of really good kids. So I haven't watched the players enough to really get a good feel for the talent they'll have, but I am very excited about the work ethic that I did see. From what I've heard from booster parents and parents and just people in the hockey world, these are good quality kids. So I'm really looking forward to working with them and helping them through this merger process. I don't foresee any difficulties merging the team on a personality-wise. I think the kids probably all know each other and get along very well. So that should be a smooth transition.
Hey, tell us a little bit about that conference. A lot of travel in that one, it looks like. Does that come to a concern with schoolwork and stuff, or do you think the guys are good with it?
Well, I don't see that as being a big problem in the sense that I've always loved traveling on buses, whether that was in high school or college. Number one, it's a good way for the team to bond, get to know each other, get mentally prepared for the game. And then if it's nearing times for big projects or papers or whatever, it's also a way for the kids to be able to study on the bus. My current team, St. Mark's, this school is a very rigorous school, and so I preach about how important academics are all the time, and I'll do the same thing with the Minneapolis team. And if there's a bunch of kids that need to study on the bus, still have the atmosphere and the environment to be able to do that on the bus. If the kids are able to just sit back, relax, and get ready for a game, that would be fine as well. I don't mind the traveling aspect of the conference. It would be great to play more local teams, of course, but if we had to go on a little road trip, that would be just fine, I think.
Bring on the roadies. So you've seen both. You've played in the State High School League here in Minnesota. You've coached in it. Now you've coached out in Massachusetts. Can you characterize the two leagues and styles of play? Are there any differences and similarities?
You know, there really isn't. What I've noticed in both cases is that hockey has really mimicked what the NHL is doing. When I first started coaching and you had the clutch and grab, behemoths in the NHL, that was the time when people were preaching. I remember not playing in college, and we always talked about holding up the guys on the forecheck, you know, that's what we did in the pros. And that doesn't exist anymore. The coaching doesn't exist that way anymore, and the playing doesn't exist that way. So what I've noticed out here in the prep schools is that it is really free-flowing. There's just a lot of speed. So I think whatever is happening at the upper echelons of hockey just really filters its way down to high school hockey in Minnesota and out here in prep school. So that's the way I'll be coaching the Minneapolis team. You know, you have to adjust to what talent you have, but my ideal way of having our guys play is a very aggressive style, always being on the puck, always attacking the puck, even when you're killing a penalty. You know, never to sit back in a passive role. I hope to never have to utilize a trap, and the trap was really never used in any of our games since I've been coaching out here for 2 years. So as long as that can stay the same and not sit back, that'd be ideal.
You guys are going to participate in the 2A, correct, in the Class 2A, or are you guys a single Class 1A for this year?
No, we'll be in the Class 2A.
Okay, and then what do you perceive? I mean, do you see this as being a seven-school one-team group for a while, or is there going to be some potential for breaking off in east to south and that type of deal, or have you heard anything from the administration that way?
You know, there aren't any clear, direct goals as far as what's going to happen in the future. What I've been told from people who work with the youth hockey program is that the numbers are very strong in the mites and in the squirts, and so what I foresee is making sure that the high school program works real well, the youth program, to foster the passion of hockey and continue playing hockey throughout their time. So when it comes time for these younger kids to be high school age players, I hope there's more than just one option for Minneapolis High School. Like I said, there are clear-cut goals as far as what's going to happen 3, 5, 8 years from now. But we have the size of the school district that Minneapolis has. It makes sense to have more than one team. We're not in that situation right now, so we're going to have just the one program, and we'll make it as strong as possible and always leave doors open in the future, not shut the doors by saying, nope, we're only going to have one team for 10 years. Let's see how things go.
That's a good plan there. How about personally for your squad and yourself? Any personal goals that you have in mind here for this upcoming season and the ensuing seasons after?
Oftentimes, when people say, what are your personal goals, they go right back to statistics. How many games do you want to win? Do you want to win the conference? Whatever. The way I approach coaching and the way I hope the players will approach playing is that every single day is a new opportunity. And I play to win every single game. And there's a very, very good chance that we will not go 25-0 next year. And I'm very realistic about that. However, the moment you say, let's hold this team under 10 and hopefully we can get one or two, well, you're setting yourself up for failure. So I coach every game, and so we're going to win. And you set little benchmarks for a path to have that victory. And so when I think about goals for next year, I think about how I want the players to play. And as I mentioned earlier, I want the goalies to be very tenacious, always working as hard as possible, and really buying into the team concepts. And when a player sees his teammate go down to block a shot and he gets hit in the stomach and he has wind knocked out of him, he gets right back up and keeps playing, that says a lot. And that's the kind of effort that I'm looking for with the team. So good, strong work ethic, positive attitudes, and the wins will take care of themselves. And I'm very confident that we'll have our fair share of victories this year.
Well, Sean, a lot of great things have been said about you from the administration, some great quotes that we've seen across the board. You're an energy guy. You're a guy that's going to hold your kids accountable. Your teammates from Justin Degrelius over at Hopkins, who's coaching there now, had nothing but praise for you. And judging from your comments here on this interview, they've got the right guy. You had a couple of good candidates that you were up against, and you know, you've got a squad that's ready to play. And one final quick question for you here. You know, as you look at your schedule, I'm sure it's already made for you. What do you envision your schedule to look like when you get to make it, obviously, in the upcoming years? Do you want to try to plan to get it, you know, do you have a vision for what that would look like?
You know, I have not seen a schedule for next year. And but I always want to have, I want to pay tribute to traditions. And right now we're in this conference where we have, you know, a lot of traveling to do. And so you get two games with those teams. Now, as far as non-conference games are concerned, I'm super excited at the fact that the team is going back up to Eblis next year for a tournament. That's a very well-run tournament, but there's just so much tradition and history of hockey up there that it'll be a great opportunity off the ice, too, for the boys to take part of hockey history in Minnesota. So that's a great educational experience. Team-wise, I want us to have as competitive a schedule as possible to get us ready for the playoffs. The ultimate goal of any Minnesota high school hockey team is to play at the XL Center, and I obviously want to put our team in a position to do that. And to do that, you have to play the best. So I haven't requested, you know, which teams are going to play or anything like that. But as long as it's a very strong schedule, as long as our players have the opportunity to keep improving game in, game out, to prepare themselves to be playing at their top level come playoff time, that's what I hope for a schedule.
Well, the youth program will see that too, and you'll be able to reach back and work with them. Sean, we're going to keep close tabs on you. We'll check back with you throughout the season. And who knows, maybe Lauren Nelson and myself will pay a visit at that Eveleth tournament. Sounds like we're going to need to rekindle that tradition up there. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Good luck on your move back to the Twin Cities, and we're all glad to have you back.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I look forward to being back there.
That does it for this edition this week of Overtime. Be sure to join us. We'll post one on Tuesday next week as Ben Hankinson, fresh off the scouting combine in Toronto, is going to tell us how that broke down. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to do it here for Overtime. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.